have mercy on last week. Middleburg, North Carolina. And if God did not show up again. Amen. Amen. I just want you to look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Are you raptured ready?
Are you raptured ready?
You do know he's coming back, right? He is coming back. And he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I just love that. We had a good time there at St. John. And we thank God for showing up. And we played hide and go seek. Lord, have mercy. There's a word from the Lord. And I just so, I'm so grateful. I'm so happy that God has given direction for another message. And if you... hope you were listening and to the red word. I want to thank Sister Geraldine for reading the word of God for us. And I just want you to refresh your memory. We want to talk this morning again from verse number 5. Verse number 5. You know, we always read the scripture like a family. So just get ready to stand to your feet if you're able to do so. Not able to do so, we understand. We just like doing things in unison and getting on one accord. You know what? I almost believe you're already on one accord.
Amen.
Amen. My shout might not be your shout, but at least I got me a shout.
Amen.
That's mine.
Amen.
And you know what? I ain't afraid to use it.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah. And I just, while we're standing, I just want to refresh your memory. Now, what you must needs know, that's the backdrop of today's text. This is a vision. Somebody say a vision. Ezekiel, the prophet of God, was given many visions of God. And this is just happens to be one of the visions that he is sharing with us. And it is through that vision that God speaks to the heart of man. And we're going to read verse 5 in unison, but I just want to bring us back up to verse 5. And it says, afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters, somebody say waters.
Waters.
Waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under them. Can you get that picture? We're talking about water that's moving. Somebody say moving water.
Moving water.
It came down from under, from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Ezekiel is trying to paint us a picture. Give us a mental aspect of what's going on. Verse 2 says, then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the uttermost gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters. Somebody say waters.
Water.
Waters on the right side. You see, can you get that picture of that moving water, that moving water? And when the man that had the line in his hand, now, what you must need to know is that Ezekiel got a tour guide. Yeah. Ezekiel's got a tour guide. This man, it's not said who this man is, but he got to be an angel.
Right.
Amen, because I wouldn't follow nobody else unless he was an angel. Come on, somebody. Was leading him, and verse 3 says, and when the man that had the line in his hand, he had a measuring line in his hand, went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. In other words, they walked up a way about 1,000 cubits, and he did something strange, and he brought me through the waters. Lord have mercy. In other words, he took him in the water. Somebody say, in the water.
In the water.
And the reason he took him in the water, he wanted to see how deep it was. Lord have mercy. Look at somebody and say, are you deep? So he took him in the waters, and the Bible says the waters was about to his ankle. Somebody say ankle deep.
Ankle deep.
I would go on to say, and again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters was then up to his knees. Somebody say knee deep. It's getting deep. It said brought up to his knees.
soul, settling my soul. I just come to ask you a question this morning. How deep is your faith? Next to that is a neighbor. How deep is your faith? Now, if you don't understand that, it don't have to be faith. It could be religion. How deep is your faith? It don't even have to be that. How deep is your spirit? Lord have mercy. Now, can we go a little bit deeper? I want you to pray with me on that topic. How deep is your faith? Lord have mercy. And the subtopic is, let's go deeper. Not so presumptuous to believe anything happens without you and without you speaking. Father, we already know you're here. Just thank you, God, for showing up. Now, further express yourself through the preached word. Father God, the atmosphere has been set. The field has been plowed. And now, I believe, God, the heart is ready for planting. In the name of Jesus, now let your, Father, give me flow. Somebody say flow. Father, give me flow, that it flows through me to them, in them, Father. And I pray that what happens here today lasts longer than what happens here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Say with me, amen. You may take your seats. You may take your seats. Lord have mercy. How deep is your faith? Let's go deeper. To get the full impact of this message, you would have had to experience some water. Now, I'm not talking about the kind of water that comes in the bathtub. Amen. Now, I'm talking about the kind of water that you might experience if you go to a pool. But better still, has anybody ever been to the beach? Raise your hand if you been to your beach. Some of y'all been to the beach this year. Yeah. And to really understand this message, you know, some of us go to the beach for different reasons.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. You know, some of us go to the beach, you know, to be seen. And to be seen. Y'all miss that. Others of us go to the beach to get our feet wet. You know, I ain't gonna go to the beach unless I stick my feet in the... Come on, somebody. If I got a witness. Well, others of us like to go out a little bit deep. Have I got any deep folk with me today? Now, to get the full impact of this message, you can't be afraid of the water. Because if you're afraid of the water, you will never be able to experience where I'm headed. Yeah. Now, see, some of us just go to the beach, you know, but we don't want to get our ass wet. Now, come on now. Why would you go to the beach and you don't want to get wet? That's like, you know, going to a steakhouse and ordering pizza. And then complaining that the pizza ain't good. Not to the full effect of what I'm getting at, because there's water is a very strange substance.
loves being in control. But I come to let you know, life will take control. In charge, but you ain't in control. I'm still talking about life, because I don't care whether you want it or not, life will throw you in deep waters. Whether you want to, some of y'all right now is in deep waters. And you feel like you can't get out. Well, who am I preaching to? I've come to let you know that there's a thing called buoyancy. If you understand it in the physical, why won't you understand it in the spiritual? Yeah. God, that supernatural force, when you get in deep waters, oh Lord have mercy, somebody say, will keep you afloat. In this text, Ezekiel is painting us a picture of a vision that God gave him while he had a tour guide. He was taken to what seems to be the temple of God, and at that temple of God, there was waters flowing out on certain sides. Can you get the picture? And these waters, you must understand, the Bible says were moving waters, not like a pond or a lake. A pond or a lake got water, but those waters are stilled. And even though, we shouldn't be swimming in a pond, swimming in a river is even more dangerous. Can I get with it? Swimming in a river is even more dangerous than swimming in a pond. Swimming in a pond, at least the waters aren't moving. Can I tell you right here, moving waters are powerful waters. Did you get that? Moving waters are powerful waters. How do I know? Have you ever seen a tsunami? A tsunami, that when a tsunami happens, a tsunami will move everything that's in its path out of the way. Can I teach you a thing? You go back and do your research. That tsunami that happened in Japan, the Bible says, and get this, the Bible says that it was so strong that all of Japan moved an eighth of an inch. You know, when I heard that, I said, what? An eighth of an inch. And the Bible says 6,000 miles away, those same tsunami waters touched on the shores of California. And all the reporters did was just report it. But what God was saying is, if I wanted to. Don't make you so safe. If I wanted to. I'm talking into the stubborn one. They never praise God. If I got just one witness, God can do something in your life that will make you shout. Of the force of God that we know as the Holy Ghost. God is a powerful God. These particular waters, you must understand, had force, and they also had a course. Come on now. If you read the text, it's right there in the text. These waters was going right smack through a city. And when God, when he is the originator of these waters, not only will it stay on course and cannot be turned, but it will have force and cannot be stopped. Why? Because God is the originator of where the waters are coming from in the first place. Oh, this is good. And the Bible says that these waters, they took him by, all of a sudden he stopped after he got about 1,000 cubits up, and he went into the water. Don't take my word for it. Look at this. And again, look at this. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and right there.
Yes.
Notice the Bible didn't say he brought me in the water. How many know that there's a difference in being in a thing and going through a thing?
Yes.
Listen to me say, did he take you through it?
You know you should have got out of that bed.
need to know that in the waters of life, God will keep you lifted up.
Yeah.
But you gotta stop worrying about it.
Yeah.
Oh, can I talk right there for a minute?
Yeah.
The way you stop worrying about it is stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Mm. The Bible says that we can bring every thought. Come on, say every thought.
Every thought.
Every thought into captivity.
Yes.
Now that doesn't mean that we can control what comes in our head, but we can control what stays in our head. madness through nobody.
We want to extend the Christian invitation.